Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. The name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and I greet you as always. The blessed name of Christ, my Savior. Oh, friend, listen, He can be your Savior. He wants to be your Savior. In fact, He came to be, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost, according to the book of Luke 19 and 10. And friend, listen, if you started your day in the lost column, you can end it in the saved column. Thank God. Listen, there's really only two groups of people, those who are saved and those who are not saved. You can be saved today by the grace of God, for the glory of God. I'll tell you what, friend, you make the right decision about Jesus, and, well, you'll be a happy camper for all of eternity. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Debbie and I are humbled and honored that you've decided to do that, to give us a part of your day, a part of your time. Oh, it's a glorious day, is it not? This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, I'm happy. I'm really happy. I'm happy that you're listening. Happy that you're praying. Happy that you're such an important part of this little radio ministry, of the making of this program, of the making of this program. I'm telling you what, I'm finishing up 32 years in the radio ministry. That amazes me. No, 33 years, actually. 33 years. Finishing up 33 years. Just getting ready. Next week, I guess, at the first airing of this program, I'll start my 34th year. And that amazes me. Well, look, enough of that. Debbie's got a song tuned up, ready to go. The title of it is, I Found the Answer. And listen, friend, you can too. I've opened my Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 2. We're going to talk about some men. The Word of God says was wise. I know it's not Christmas, but it's still the time to preach.
I was searching for the meaning of life. All I had was struggles and strife. Days were long, in my heart no song. Then I knelt at an altar of prayer. There I found the answer. The Lord, daily I walk
Well, I'll tell you what, you can find it too, friend. The answer is in Jesus Christ, without a doubt. That's what we're going to find out about these wise men. We're going to read about and preach about for the book of Matthew chapter 2. The book of Matthew chapter 2. Listen, what a great book that is, written by a Jew to the Jews that were looking for the King of the Jews. And oh, what a great account of the gospel of Jesus Christ Matthew gives us. How wonderful it is. I'm going to begin at verse 1 of chapter 2. Read down through and include, the Lord willing, verse 12, more than what I normally read, but I feel like it's necessary today. You pray for me, won't you? Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there come wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered of the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he demanded of them, talking about Herod now, where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea. Now the reason he specified Judea, friend, look, there's another Bethlehem in Israel. It's up north. It's up north in the Galilee area. And I love how precise the Word of God is. That's another message for another time. And they said unto him, in Judea, Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem of the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. And then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he said, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. You know what I'm going to say about that Herod, liar, liar, pants on fire? He didn't want to worship him. We know what he did. He wanted to wipe him out. He said, when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over. Now watch the chain. Watch the phrase here, where the young child was, not the baby that was wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger, but a little time had passed, and now he was a young child, and he was there with his mother. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. I want you to notice the phrase in verse 1 and also in verse 7, where it says, the wise men. Wise men came from the east, and Herod called the wise men. I'm going to talk to you today, just for a little while, for the glory of God, by the grace of God. I'm going to talk to you about learning from the wise men. You say, preacher, it's not Christmas. I know it's not Christmas. Can I tell you, though, we ought not, and I don't know why we do. I'm guilty of it. Many times I'm guilty of not preaching on the virgin birth and the events around the manifestation of God in human form until that season of the year comes. But I think it's always apropos. I think it's always in place, friend, for us to preach the truths of the Word of God. And I'm telling you, there are some great truths in this passage. When we begin to think, now listen to me, when we begin to think about these Gentiles that live somewhere in the east, if you will, of Jerusalem, east of Israel, probably in the land of Shinar, probably in the area of where Babylon was, somewhere over there on the other side of the Euphrates River, friend, where a group of wise men had heard the Word of God. So look, you prayed for me a little bit. You prayed for yourself. Listen, friend, I'll tell you, there's so much to preach as we learn about these three, about these wise men, that most people refer to them as being three in number. And the reason I said that, look, if we listen to the pageants, if we just take our understanding of the Word of God from the pageants and from the little Christmas parades that we see, we'll think that there were just three men because there are three gifts. Oh, I want you to know, I believe there was a great retinue. I believe when this group of wise men, along with their compadres, their comrades, came with them. Friend, listen, I believe it caught Herod's attention. I believe it caught the attention of all of the city of Jerusalem. Hey, friend, I don't believe there are three men on a camel, but I believe there was a large entourage, a great number of people that came, and these wise men said, look, we're coming for a purpose. Hey, can I tell you something, friend? They weren't looking for convenience. Bless God, listen. They were not looking for convenience. They were willing to go the distance, if you will. I mean, to tell you, they'd traveled somewhere between 800 and 1,000 miles. I'm told as they started up out of that fertile crescent across, bless God, to the north of the Arabian desert, down across that natural land bridge that links three continents to the city of Jerusalem. And they came seeking He who was born King of the Jews. And I want you to know, friend, when they started out, they stuck with it all the way to the end. I mean to tell you, even after their initial excitement of seeing that star appear, that was a message of something mighty was happening, that the Scripture was being fulfilled. Can I tell you, hey, when the excitement of the initial idea wore off, they stuck with it all the way. Hey, I want you to know, friend, that's what we need to do. There's much that we can learn from these wise men today. But let's look at their diligence in verse 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in those days were the days of Herod the king. Behold, there came wise men from the east unto Jerusalem. Do you know what these men did? They studied the Word of God. Hey, can I tell you? Don't forget that Israel was captive in the land of Babylon for quite a number of years, for 70 years actually. I mean to tell you, they went to Babylon under the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. They stayed there until Cyrus, I believe, sent them back, and Artaxerxes blessed them, and through the Medes and the Persians. Oh, can I tell you, friend, listen, they were there because they had disobeyed God. But while they were there, some of them served God. Some of them even wrote about God. They had the Scriptures down there. They had scrolls and copies of the Pentateuch and the promises of the Old Testament. And that's all there was at that time about the coming of the Messiah, the Deliverer. Whoa, that one that was to be born, a King of the Jews. And you know what they did? Two things here in verse 1. They studied the Scriptures. Thank God. You want to be wise? Hey, stick your nose in the book. You get in the book till the book gets in you. And when they studied, you know what they did? They believed it. You say, how do you know that preacher? Well, they watched. I mean to tell you, they watched for that star that is mentioned in the book of Numbers, when a man by the name of Jacob was blessing his sons, and he said, a star shall arise. Thank God. I want you to know, listen, they paid attention to the prophecy. They didn't understand all of it, but they knew two things. How they knew that it was from God. They knew that this was divine word, and they knew that God was sending a king like no other king. Look at what it said in verse 2. And when they had come to Jerusalem, they were saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? Now watch this. For we have seen his star in the east, and we are come to worship him. Oh, can I tell you, friend, that ought to be our purpose, our goal of life. Hey, we can learn some things from these wise men. There's a catechism, and I can't remember what time of the church age that it came into being, and I'm not even sure that I'll get the statement with a clear verbatim exactly the way that it was written. But I believe the catechism of the church from long ago said something like this: the chief purpose of man is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. Hey, friend, man's made to worship. Do you hear me? And I want you to know, if you've got to cross land and sea to get to a place where the Spirit of God is, where you'll find Jesus Christ, where you find God manifest in the flesh, reverenced and lifted up and exalted and glorified, right in the midst of the church, right in the midst of that place that's been built and dedicated to the propagation of the gospel, to the presentation of Jesus Christ to a lost and a dying world, and to the edification of those that are His that name the name of Christ. You ought to make your way there. Oh, thank God if they could travel, these wise men, 800 to 1,000 miles to get to the place where they could find Him that was born King of the Jews. You know what we ought to do? We ought to pick it up and lay it down. Bless God, listen, I've gotten to the age that I don't have time to hang around where there's death and dearth. Bless God, a lot of silly things. I want to worship Him who is and was and always shall be in spirit and in truth. And look now, we find not only the diligence of the wise men in verse 1, the desire of the wise men to worship in verse 2, but look, we see the directing of the wise men in both verse 2 and 10. And since I've read verse 2, I'll read verse 10. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Now something about this is a little mysterious in the Bible, doesn't it? Tell us clearly. I mean, they saw the star. They knew it was something mighty. It was something supernatural. It marked a great event. They knew that heaven and earth were coming together for some great thing. I don't know if that star guided them up the crescent fertile crescent valley down the land bridge to Jerusalem, or it just parked itself somewhere and they lit out. I don't know. But I want you to know this. When they got to Jerusalem, when they were looking now, listen to this, they were looking at the most obvious place to find a prince that was to be a king. How they went to Herod's house. They went to the palace and knocked on the door. Listen, about had Herod to have a heart attack. And I'm telling you, put the whole city, Jerusalem, in an uproar, if you will. Hey, I want you to know, I don't know exactly all there is to know about that star, but I believe for a period of time they didn't see it until, thank God, they needed to. And God was willing to direct them to the right place at the right time for the right reason. And I say glory, hallelujah for that. We can learn from the wise men, sir, ma'am, that God would direct your steps. That's what the Word of God says. The Word of God says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And may I say this to you, if you're not sure what the direction that you ought to go in is, stand until you know. God will let you know. He'll let you know so plainly, friend, when it's time. But until it's time, you do what you know to do right. You prepare yourself. You pray. You watch. You seek God. And oh, listen, can I tell you what He'll do? I bless God. If you just wait on Him, hey, He'll give you that divine need. He'll direct you. This star was a divine provision, and He'll provide for you. Now look at verse 10 again. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. I want you to look at the delight. Hey, can I tell you, do you delight yourself in the Lord Jesus? Oh, have you tasted to see that He is good? Do you know that He's sweet as honey? Yay, sweeter than the honeycomb. I'm telling you, friend, listen. Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. I'm the water of life. I mean to tell you, Isaiah wrote and said, oh, ho! Oh, you that are thirsty, come eat and come drink. Buy wine, friend, without price. Delight your soul in fatness. And I know I didn't get that perfectly. I didn't take time to turn to it. But all we ought to delight ourselves in Jesus. Now look, let me get in your stuff a little bit. If you find more delight and pleasure in the entertainments of the world, in staying away from the work of God, instead of staying away from the Word of God and staying out of the will of God, you got a problem, sir, ma'am. You need a revival. If you don't need initially a new birth, I'm telling you, friend, listen, if you've got Jesus in your heart, if you've been saved and washed by the blood, if you've been born again and by the Spirit of God, I want you to know you'll delight in the things of eternity. You'll delight in the things of God. You'll delight in the things that these wise men delighted themselves in. Now look, if you will, verse 11, not only in verse 10 at the delight, but verse 11 at the discovering. And when they were come to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. How wonderful it was. Well, you're talking about a happy bunch of campers. I mean to tell you, that's why they came. That's why they were undaunted. That's why when the newness wore off, they stuck with it all the way. I mean to tell you, when they had lost their initial excitement about crossing, over to that land by the name of Israel, hey, they were happy on this night that they did. When that star appeared after leaving the palace of Herod and still seeking Jesus because they didn't find him in the palace of the king. Whoa, when they got there, when they got to that little hamlet, that housed Joseph and Mary and the little child Jesus, you know what they did? They delighted in their discovering. How they found him. Hey, I'm going to tell you what, friend. He's not hiding. If you seek the Lord with all of your heart, you know what the Bible said? You'll find him. But let's look and see what they did after he got to that point. They worshipped him. And listen now. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You know what they did? How they began to dispense what they had. And can I tell you, friend? They gave the best. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I mean to tell you, each one of those is a message in its own. All three of them tell much about the life of this young child that was with his mother, no doubt in Nazareth. And I want you to know, friend, I believe for this message, all I want to say is they signified, they indicated that these wise men didn't hold back anything. Bless God, they got the best they had before they left the east. And they made sure they protected it and guarded it. And when they had the opportunity, they lay it before the feet of that young child. We're going to have an opportunity to do that. Once again, those of us that are part of the church, according to the book of Revelation chapter 4. Whoa, friend. You know what they did? They didn't hold back anything. I mean to tell you, there was nothing too costly, nothing too elaborate, nothing too expensive. Hey, Can I impose upon you the thought? We ought to give our all to Jesus. We ought not hold back anything from Him. We may not be able to give Him gold and frankincense and myrrh. But I'll tell you what, we can give Him the best we got. We can give Him the best of us. We're to love Him with all of our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. Hey, bless God. We ought to listen when we worship God. Worship Him with all of our might. When we love God, we ought to love Him with all of our heart. When we do God's will, we ought to do it with all of our mind. I'm telling you, friend, we ought not hold anything back. And look what he said in verse 12. I got to go. Time's running out. And they, I believe they had a good time worshiping Him. I mean to tell you, bless God, I believe it was a day to remember. I believe they carried that back out of Babylon and told all about it, don't you? And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod. I like this phrase, they departed into their country another way. Can I tell you something? Bless God, if you've been to worship Jesus, it ought to change you. If you've met the Christ child, if you've met the only begotten Son of God. If you've met that man called Jesus, who was God manifest in the flesh, that Son of Man, that Son of God, that became the Son of Man, so the sons of men might become the sons of God. You'll depart in a different way. I'll tell you, listen, anytime somebody sought Jesus, anytime somebody in the Word of God had an audience with Him one-on-one, it changed them forever. I'm telling you, friend, listen, listen, we can learn some things from these wise men. Hey, bless God. Listen, if you meet Him, you won't go on living like you were before you didn't know Him. I mean to tell you, like the song says, there's been a change in me. There's no doubt. Just like Paul said to the Corinthians, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. I'm telling you, meet Jesus and you'll leave another way. You'll come a sinner. You'll leave a saint. You come blind. You'll leave seen. You come lost. You'll leave found. I'm telling you, come being headed for hell and you'll leave headed for a place Jesus has gone to prepare for those that are ready and looking for Him. Hey, can I ask you something, friend? Have you learned anything from wise men? I don't care what it takes for you to get there to Him. If you're lost, go. If you know Him, if you love Him, you get to Him. Let somebody give her best. We're running out of time. Hey, friend, listen. He'll accept us. The door's open. His arms are wide open. His heart is open. It's ready. It's available. And it's up to me and you. Hey, listen, let's learn from the wise man. Let's don't look for convenience. Let's just look for Jesus, who is, who was, and always shall be. Let's be diligent. Let's desire. Let's direct. Let's delight in our discovery. Let's dispense, and then let's depart in a new way. Hey, thanks for tuning in unto the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.